This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Justin Herbert is now with the Chargers.
Yes.
Former Oregon quarterback there.
Please, Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert. First round pick, number six overall, guys. Well, he has been having conversations and virtual meetings with Pep Hamilton.
Yeah, they have the virtual offseason program.
And Pep is his new quarterbacks coach there with L.A. Hamilton has been, he's been raving about Hebert.
Which is fascinating since he can't really do anything with Hebert.
I know.
But, you know.
Right. Well, I don't know. I guess you can pick apart the mental side of things.
Sure.
On the virtual meetings. But he says that Hebert carries traits that remind him of a former number one pick from the NFL draft.
Mm.
Do you know who it is?
No, I don't.
Can you guess? It's not Baker Mayfield.
Ryan Leaf.
Hebert sat down. He's like, "We gonna do this or what?" It's like, you remind me of Baker Mayfield.
I don't know who Pep worked with over the years. Andrew Luck, maybe, because he was with the Colts.
Yeah, Andrew Luck would have been a good guess. Wait,
and Stanford, right?
Luck was number one, right?
Yeah, Luck was the number one pick.
Yeah. No. Negative. Here is the quote. Hamilton told NFL.com, "We already know he can really throw the football. I haven't coached a quarterback that just had the natural release and spin on the ball that Justin has since Vinny Testaverde."
Wow.
A tall, linear guy, a long-levered guy who really just has a great release and can make all the throws.
Boy, I'll tell you right now that we could have sat here for the next 12 hours and I would not have come up with Vinny Testaverde.
How about that?
Does he have the chest hair and the gold chains of one Vinny Testaverde? Because I have told this story. I got a chance to eat a meal with Vinny Testaverde, and if you ever get that opportunity, you sit your ass down. That is one of the most entertaining human beings and the best storytellers you will ever come across. That man is universally loved.
Pep Hamilton continues, "I know that he's really smart." He's talking about Hebert. "Physically off the charts, and football is very important to him. He wants more. He wants to know the why and everything you ask him to do. He wants to really understand and digest conceptual reasoning behind different plays and what the defense is doing." I think we talked about that before, didn't we?
We did talk about that part of the quote. I did not hear the Vinny Testaverde.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're going to get the inevitable people crapping on Vinny Testaverde. That guy had a great career.
Yeah, he was
underrated.
Undervalued. Yeah. Vinny.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those people like Vinny Testaverde. Why would you? Dude, you could do a lot worse than being Vinny Testaverde.
Vinny had all the tools.
Yes, and Vinny was good for a long time. Now, he was never a star. But Vinny, I want to say that I'll bet you he played 17 years in the NFL.
He played 20 years.
Yeah. You don't play 20 years.
20 years.
You don't play 20 years in the NFL without being really, really good.
Although, you know, the
a
last.
A lot of that was backups. And
the last three, he only started 10 games. But at the age of 41, he was the starting quarterback for the Cowboys and started 15 of the 16 games.
Yeah.
You know, and they were 5-10 and all that. But
he had a couple big years, but he was just, you know.
Quarterback rating 75.
Hey, he was
overall.
He was a good solid player for a lot of years.
That's not great, but I think that's a sign of the we were doing this the other day. That's a sign of the times. Like, quarterback ratings were lower back then.
Yeah.
That's why you see all today's quarterbacks way up there in the QBR department. It's just
well, and even in stats in general, you sling the ball way more now.
The game's different. He had he threw 275 touchdowns in his career. Do you care to guess how many picks?
You said 275 touchdowns. I'm going to go with, let's go 2.25 interceptions.
267.
Mm.
The great Vinny Testaverde.
Hey, that's positive.
It is. 90 wins, 123 losses.
He played on some bad teams.
And a tie. Yeah, he was in Tampa Bay. God, he played a lot.
Played a long time in Tampa and Cleveland.
Tampa, Cleveland, Baltimore, the Jets. That's where I remember him most.
Yeah.
And then Dallas, back to the Jets, New England, Carolina.
So, again, to be fair, when you're playing for those Tampa teams, which, by the way, were not the Super Bowl Tampa teams, and the crappy Browns, I mean, that's asking a lot.
Were the Jets any good when he was
there?
Yeah,
he was a good with the Jets. I'm looking it up here.
Oh, he went 12-1 one year.
Yeah, he went 12-1, 9-7, 10-6. So those were by far the best teams he played on, and he was successful, and that was later in his career. So he's one of those guys that I think some people say, well, if he had been with better franchises, could he have done something? Let's say like a Trent Dilfer, sort of guy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.